Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, it was a crazy week for weather, wasn't it? It was just a week ago we were shivering in all that ice and snow, and I kind of got snowed in over on the west end of town and didn't make it into the studio. But then it warmed back up. It's almost like spring, summer or something this week, and maybe settling back down a little bit. But I hope that warmer weather is around the corner. It's got to mean baseball is around the corner.
Yeah, the pitchers and catchers did report.
Indeed, just as you and I report each and every Friday morning down here at WCQS. And a lot to talk about this week. I know you love the Beatles, don't you?
I do.
Well, you know what? Flat Rock Playhouse is a very cool Beatles tribute show. It's their Music on the Rock show at 8 p.m. Every night through Sunday at the Playhouse downtown. That's 125 South Main in Hendersonville. Band will be doing lots and lots of Beatles hits. That's a good way to get started off with the weekend. And a lot of music going on this weekend. Also tonight, Southern music legend Randall Bramlett over at the Isis Restaurant and Music Hall in my hood in West Asheville. Carrie Newcomer, the great singer-songwriter. She's playing tonight at White Horse Black Mountain out in Black Mountain. Good morning, Black Mountain. We salute you. And salute you, I should say. And we've also got Celtic music on stage on Saturday. Dervish performing at the DWT, the Diana Wortham Theater at Pack Place, at 8 p.m. on Saturday. Great Celtic band. They've been around for 25 years. Well, not quite as long as you and I've been around on the radio, but a long time nonetheless. Another really cool show is kind of an Americana bluegrass thing going on Sunday at the Altamont Theater in downtown Asheville with a group called Songs of the Fall. And you may not know the name of this duo, but you probably, if you follow bluegrass, you might remember the family bluegrass band Cherry Homes. They were huge some years ago, and family group broke up. And banjo picker Sia Cherry Holmes and her husband Stetson Atkinson formed this duo afterwards, and they do a kind of, like I said, a kind of Americana bluegrass sort of mashup. It's a lot of fun, and you can go see them on Sunday over at the Altamont Theater, which is one of my favorite places to see live music in Asheville. What a great intimate room that is. We've got our share of good intimate rooms, though. You know, you can't go wrong at the Diana Wortham Theater, the Isis, any of these places that have live music this weekend. Finally, up at the U.S. Cellular Center, the big show of the weekend has got to be Darius Rucker. Remember Darius Rucker, frontman for many years with Hootie and the Blowfish? Then he reinvented himself as a very hot country music star, coming into Asheville with his True Believers Tour at 7:30 p.m. Saturday at the U.S. Cellular Center Arena. Tickets are $40.50, $47.50. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com or through the U.S. Cellular Center box office, and there are service fees involved there, too. One more musical note that we ought to mention, too, is South Carolina blues legend Mac Arnold, my man Mac Arnold, back on Saturday at the Peacock Playhouse out in Hayesville. Old school blues from a guy who worked with a lot of the giants in the industry, including the late great Muddy Waters and B.B. King.
How about a shout-out for Hayesville? Nothing?
Well, I already gave a shout-out to Black Mountain, but good morning, Hayesville. We salute you. Indeed. So if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We'll put it all down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times, in our Asheville Scene, Culinary, and Entertainment section. And you can pick it up in boxes around town. It's in your newspaper, online at AshevilleScene.com.
Okay.
So on to the live theater this weekend, and continuing, an awful lot of live theater going on around Asheville. You know, some of the shows kind of got derailed a little bit last week by the snow, and they are kind of rescheduling performances, such as Rounding Third at North Carolina Stage Company. Very funny, entertaining story about Little League baseball and fatherhood. They've added another week of shows over there, so you can see it through March 2nd, and it's on stage this weekend, too, at 7:30 tonight and Saturday, 2 p.m. Sunday, North Carolina Stage Company, 15 Stage Lane, Charlie Flynn McKeever and Scott Treadway in that one. Other shows on stage, you might want to check out The Clean House running this weekend at the BB Theater from the Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective. And we have Frankie and Johnny and the Clair de Lune. I saw that one at Asheville Community Theater's 35 Below downstairs space. We have Cabaret upstairs at Asheville Community Theater, big bells and whistles musical. If you love musicals, that's one you're going to want to put on your list of shows to go see. We have Glengarry Glen Ross going on at the Masonic Temple Theater on right next door to the radio station, just across the street here. And that's going to be very cool. Vagina Monologues at Orange Peel. And the list goes on and on of things you can go out and do. Should mention Streetcar Named Desire over at Hendersonville Little Theater. So a lot of great theater going on around Western North Carolina, and it will only pick up as the warmer weather season kicks in and some of the seasonal theaters open up as well. And that brings us around to the movies. Have you been out to see a movie lately?
Gross Point Blank and Almost Famous.
Well, that goes back a ways, doesn't it? Well, you know what? We got some new ones you can consider on this weekend. I guess the big one probably will be Pompeii 3D. You remember Pompeii? Kind of mountain blew up, sort of like Titanic, the boat sank. Anyway, there you go there. 3 Days to Kill with Kevin Costner and In Secret at the Carolina Asheville.
Tony, we're simply out of time. Thanks so much.
So long, everybody.